her round-the-clock care for as long as she lived. In the absence of an advance directive stating otherwise, shouldn't they consider taking Amy off life support and allowing her to die? After all, isn't that what she would have wanted? Amy's parents weren't ready to take that step and signed a consent form to allow me to put her in an fMRI scanner and search for signs that some part of the Amy they loved was still there. An ambulance shuttled Amy to Western University in London, Ontario, where I run a lab that specializes in the assessment of patients who have sustained acute brain injuries or suffer from the ravages of neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Through incredible new scanning technology, we connect with these brains, visualizing their function and mapping their inner universe. In return, they reveal to us how we think and feel, the scaffolding of our consciousness, and the architecture of our sense of self. They illuminate the essence of what it means to be alive and human. 5 days later, I walked back into Amy's room, where I found Bill and Agnes by her bedside. They looked up at me expectantly. I paused for a moment, took a deep breath, and then gave them the news that they hadn't allowed themselves to hope for. The scans have shown us that Amy is not in a vegetative state after all. In fact, she's aware of everything.